You got Brookfield coming up in a little bit more than 2 weeks. It's always a rival game. Is the fact that they're joining your conference next year, does it make this a season opener any more important in your mind?
Oh, I think it's just, you know, the rivalry and the we've played them the last couple years, you know, and I think we got the better of them last year. So they're going to have a little vengeance. But we're excited about them to come in the conference. I think it makes our conference better.
What I kind of picked up from your talk with the guys at the end of practice was you're trying to establish, especially as it comes to the GRC, the difference between hoping that you can win a conference title and believing you can win a conference title. Is that something you're really trying to set with these guys?
Yeah, you know, we set out, that was our goal last year, is, you know, to fight for a conference title. And you know, we got up to, got within one game of it. So, yeah, we're going to focus on that a little bit this year you know, geared towards the conference and the playoffs.
When I was talking with Coach Hodge, we both kind of mentioned how the numbers look like they're a little bit better right now this year, last year, and there's kind of an uptick, maybe an excitement or interest in the program with the guys walking the hallways. Do you get the same sense?
Yeah, we have a good group of freshmen, a bigger group of freshmen coming in, and you know, I think last year being 8-2 and some guys that we have in the building right now that are excited about it, motivate some of their friends and you know, gives us an opportunity to get more guys out.
What did last year's 8-2 season, falling some short of some of the goals, reaching some of the other goals that you wanted, but what did that successful season, what did it do for where your program is moving forward?
Well, we came in with that that mindset of you know, coming in and not really changing a culture, but changing our desire to win. And I think with that group of seniors we had last year that were freshmen when I got here, they've kind of carried that through the last 3 years. And so, you know, it came to fruition at the end of last year, and we fell a little short of our goals team wise. Which gives us an opportunity to motivate this group of guys.
Well, it's usually first day of practice, it's about 90 outside, the humidity is about 95%. It's overcast, and you got a little cool breeze this morning. Mother Nature was good to you.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was good during camp, too. We didn't have, you know, I think Friday was the only day that we had that was just, you know, almost unbearable. You know, so we've been pretty lucky with the weather, and Mother Nature's been pretty kind to us, so... gives us an opportunity to push them a little bit harder.
So from 8-2 without a district victory, you had obviously the disappointing loss to Gallatin last year. There are steps that this program, that the fans of the program are looking to take to make that next step, whether it's a district title or success in districts, GRC title. What are just, to get to those things, what are the things that the program needs to do this year?
Yeah, those are some of the things that, you know, that we are motivating on, just falling short in our district play, falling short in our you know, conference play. You know, we're using that to motivate. You know, some of the things that we had, you know, 97% attendance in the weight room this summer. You know, we had perfect attendance in our 7-on-7 at Chillicothe. You know, guys are involved and guys are motivated, and you know, they're showing up, and I think they have a good attitude.
Princeton out, they're going 8-man. I think people expected that move, but what was maybe more unexpected is that the conference splits, and now you got Brookfield and Marceline coming in next year to make it a really good 9-school league, 7-school a year for this year, but what's your thoughts on the new look GRC here for this fall?
Yeah, I'm excited about Brookfield and Marceline coming in. You know, they're going to make our conference better. Travel's going to be a little bit, you know, a little bit longer for, you know, some of the schools, you know, that are more towards the west and south, but I think it makes us a little more solid as a conference. Gives us some, you know, Marceline and Brookfield are both pretty respected programs, you know. So yeah, I like it. You know, making the conference a little bit bigger.